Kindly open your Bibles once again to Hebrews chapter 11, and we will continue our discussion on the heroes of faith, the journeys of the men and women of faith through Hebrews chapter 11. And we are now in verses 30 to 40, and we're looking at courageous saints, the witness of faith. So we've looked at several examples or illustrations of faith in the life of Abel, of Enoch, of Abraham, of Noah, of Abraham, of his sons, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Moses eventually, okay, and then last week we've looked at, okay, the Israelites with Joshua, okay, being the one who led them to the promised land. And a woman named Rahab, okay, verses 30 to 31. And this morning we will be looking at verses 32, okay, to 40. But this morning we will look at only 32 to 35. Okay, but we will read through Hebrews chapter 11, 30 to 40. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they had been encircled for 7 days. By faith, Rahab the harlot did not perish along with those who were disobedient after she had welcomed the spies in peace. 32, and what more shall I say? For time will fail me if I tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, of David and Samuel and the prophets, who by faith conquered kingdoms, performed acts of righteousness, obtained promises, shut the mouths of lions, quenched the power of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, from weakness were made strong, became mighty in war, put foreign armies to flight. Women received back their dead by resurrection. And the next week, ito pong babasahin po natin. And their dead and others were tortured, not accepting their release, so that they might obtain a better resurrection. Others experienced mockings and scourgings, yes, also chains and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn in two, they were tempted, they were put to death with a sword, they went about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, ill-treated, men of whom the world was not worthy, wandering in deserts and mountains and caves and holes in the ground. And all these, having gained approval through their faith, did not receive what was promised because God had provided something better for us, so that apart from us, they would not be made perfect. Apart from us, they would not be made perfect. Of course, the rest of the chapter illustrates to us the life of faith, everything that we need to know and experience with regard to faith, how we are to worship by faith, how we are to walk with God by faith, how we are to work for God by faith, how we are continue to have a well-rounded faith in the Lord in all areas and aspects of our lives, how we are to continue to apply wisdom by faith, and how we are to win by faith, how we are to witness by faith. Okay? So faith, we said, stands out through the difficulties of life. So in this section, we are dealing with faith in the sense that it stands out through difficulties of life. We are not exempt from difficulties, brethren. We know that, even from experience. Okay, sa pagtinagal na po ng buhay Kristiyano po natin, sa lahat na experience po natin personally and as a church, brethren, 25 years, okay, is long enough for us, I believe, to show us or to have shown us na napakadami po mga na-experience po tayo, mga hardships and difficulties din po bilang maanak ng Panginoon. But through thick and thin, brethren, God had protected us and guided us through all those difficulties. God had granted us to act courageously by faith and to keep moving forward. And yes, brethren, hindi pa po tapos. Praise God for 25 years. But that serves as a landmark for us upang sa ating pong pagpapatuloy, as we look back, we realize, wow, Lord, ang dami niyo na pong pinakita at ipinadanas po sa amin sa mga nagdaan. At marami pa po kami may experience sa iyo, Panginoon. At sa biyaya mo, Panginoon, tutulungan niyo po kami, gagabay niyo po kami, sasamahan niyo po kami ng iyong presensya. And you've seen last time several areas of how courageous faith witness. First of all, okay, we said that faith's witness withstands insurmountable obstacles. We've seen the first challenge, we've seen the first obstacle that the Israelites, of course, they've journeyed through the wilderness for 40 years. At napakatindi po ng challenge po na yon sa time po ni Moses. But this time, the new generation has come through Joshua. And another challenge has come for them through the Jericho Wall. Okay, a walled city that they are about to conquer. Okay, and yet, by the grace of God, by the mercy of God, He had given them His word. And the walls of Jericho tumbled down. And there was a woman also who was converted to God and believed and trusted in the God of Israel through the woman Rahab. Verses 30 to 31. At wala pong imposible sa Panginoon. Sa kakayahan po niya, i-deliver ang buong nation and allow them to conquer a whole city. But God also works in the lives of individuals like the woman Rahab. And in the same way, brethren, sa ating pong mga buhay, kumikilos din po ang Panginoon. Kung paano po tayo nakakilala sa Kanya, we were enabled to overcome. We were enabled to experience the saving grace of our Lord. And there's no obstacle. Okay, primary obstacle is our salvation, is the way that we have experienced salvation. How a sinner can come to God by faith. And then, with regard to all the obstacles that we experience in our lives, no matter how small, no matter how big they might be in our eyes, brethren, nothing is too difficult for God. And second, today, we will look at several challenges as well. Okay, marami pa po mga bagay na ipinadanas po ang Panginoon sa buhay po ng mga Israelites. We see that in verses 32 to 35. Okay, so marami pong mga bagay at mga individuals pa rin po na minention po dito the author of Hebrews, and you'll be looking at this particular section po this morning. Okay, so medyo mahababa po ito, okay, for us. Thirdly, okay, next time when we will see each other again, willing to face intense suffering. So if we look 35 to 38, no, makikita na po natin yung mga dinanas po na kahirapan, mga dinanas po na mga bagay. Nisip po natin, wow, no, napakatindi ng kanilang dinanas po dito. In the midst of intense suffering, they were willing. They were willing to face all of that. They were willing to allow themselves to go through all of that by faith, brethren. And fourthly, okay, watching in the midst of inevitable delays. Kahit man po yung pangako ng Diyos, hindi pa man po na-fulfill. And we are now in that aspect as well. We are waiting for the Lord. We are watching as well actively for the second coming of Christ, for the rapture of the church. And we are being kept by God. We are being upheld by God by faith. Amen. So praise God for His grace upon us. But I'd like to note as well, brethren, even as part of the introduction of this message, that sometimes studies like these overwhelm us. And we have, in a way, feel a sense of inadequacy. We feel a sense of, well, I don't measure up. Okay, and sa dami ng mga examples na ito, parang wow, tinitingnan ko sila, napakalayo na nila, no, sa buhay para ng palataya. Okay, and I look at myself and I feel so inadequate. I feel so, I don't really measure up to the way that, for example, Abel worshiped God, or Enoch walked with the Lord, or Abraham lived his life in submission and obedience to God. And ako ito, I'm just an ordinary guy, okay, with ordinary talents. I live in a just ordinary circumstance in my life. Parang ano bang relasyon nitong mga taong ito sa akin? Okay, I feel myself just here at the bottom. Kaya itong mga taong ito, napaka napakatayog nila, napakalayo nila. Well, we might feel that way, brethren, and also at the same time, in the way that we measure up and we look at ourselves, our talents, the things that we are experiencing in our lives, seemingly parang layo po natin. On the one hand, meron din po mga experiences po tayo, okay, na maybe true po ito, no? Karamihan sa mga kabataan, halimbawa, the idealism of youth, no? You know, or if you are new in the Christian life, you're willing to conquer nations and cities for God, I'm willing to go for missions, wherever it is that God will send me, I'm willing to die for God, I'm willing to be spent for the Lord and for His work. Okay, I know that, brethren, because kaya even from the time when God called me, talagang doon po yung enthusiasm mo, nandun po yung vigor mo, nandun po yung gusto mo ibigay lahat para sa Panginoon, para sa kanyang kalatian. But then in reality, as you're faced with day-to-day circumstances, you begin to see all your weaknesses, all the things that you know you have failed the Lord. Okay, there are mornings in your life that sometimes, pagod ka na, ayaw mo nang gumising, ayaw mo pang umalis sa bed, kaya ayaw ko munang mag-pray, ayaw ko munang mag-ministry, ayaw ko munang magbasa ng Bible. Okay? Or in certain areas in your life, you make wrong decisions, you do certain things that you consider yourself a real failure in the Lord. Or in circumstances na binigyan ka ng opportunity ng Panginoon, para hindi mo sinunggaban, ayaw mo mag-witness sa mga kamag-anakan mo, ayaw mo mag-witness sa mga kaibigan mo, ayaw mo mag-share ng gospel sa mga neighbors mo. In fact, gusto mo pa silang kaawayin. No? And minsan, you become a failure in your testimony. Okay? In your words, in your actions. And we do experience all of these things, brethren. Yes, these things happen. And maybe the thought, no, of quitting, maybe the thought of discouragement has entered through our minds and our hearts. But messages like these, brethren, hopefully will not dampen the faith that we have in the Lord. But at the same time, it will not also stop us from following the Lord. Okay, and hindi na po tayo titigil na lamang doon. No, hindi ko kaya, ayaw ko na. Okay, because truly, brethren, faith also will win challenges in our lives. Okay, even though they're difficult, they're impossible, even though at times we feel our own inadequacies, brethren, we see in this part of our study how we can triumph, how we can be victorious for the Lord, even in the midst of ordinary circumstances, or even as we look at ourselves in all our weaknesses and failures. At the same time, we need to remind ourselves, brethren, we have the same God who does not change. We have the same faithful God who keeps His word, who keeps His promises. Tandaan po natin yan, mga kapatid. Huwag umawaglit po sa atin. Sino man itong mga men of faith o men or women of faith na ito na ating pinag-aaralan, and we think we do not measure up, but really, brethren, if we look at it, we have the same God. Iba nga lamang, maybe ang pagkilos ng Panginoon, ang dilis ng Panginoon sa kanila at sa atin, pero pareho po tayong Diyos. We also need to be reminded, brethren, that we are much the same people. In this example, brethren, although even in the previous examples, we still see areas in their lives of failures and weaknesses. But we are the same in the sense that we sin, we are tempted, we are baffled with weaknesses and failures and discouragements. All of these things had happened or may have happened to them and are happening to us as well. Nangyayari po ito sa atin, mga kapatid. At tandaan po natin, hindi po tayo nag-iisa. Kasama po natin ito po mga men and women na ito. Okay, sa kanilang paglakad at pamumuhay para sa Diyos. That we are not alone in this journey. Sabi nga po sa Hebrews 12, later on, we find these as a cloud of witnesses surrounding us. They are the men and women of faith that attest to us of the faithfulness of God, but at the same time, they are the men and women of faith that show us, hey, be encouraged. We are the same people. We share the same humanity. We share the same gene or weakness or humanness, if you might call the sinful nature and sinful tendencies. Even though we are redeemed, we are still in that process, brethren, of continually being made perfect or being continually being sanctified and changed by the Lord. We are being transformed from glory to glory, hopefully, hanggang matapos po ang ating lakad bilang mga Kristiyano. But then again, brethren, faith looks to God. Faith looks to God and His promises for the future to propel us ahead, to propel us even to accomplish great things at the present, in the present. Brethren, we look to God, not our own weaknesses. We look to God and His promises, not our own inadequacies, not our own resources, but to the resources that the Lord had given us, especially in Christ. We look to God and God alone as the only perfect Lord who had given us His Holy Spirit. So that habang nakatingin po tayo at patuloy po tayo sa pamumuhay po natin bilang mga Kristiyano, it will propel us onward, but it will also help us at present to accomplish great things for God. And these are the things that we will be looking at this morning in the lives of these great men and people of faith, okay, that we will be looking at. Brethren, God's reality is sure. Time and again, I could never overemphasize this truth, brethren. We could never overemphasize these things, brethren. Kaya nga, Hebrews 11 pa lamang, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. We see God because He is worthy to be served and obeyed. His promises are true and they cannot and will not fail. That's together with that truth, He will never change. He cannot and will not change, brethren. So that we are convinced and are determined to pursue them to the end. We are now convinced from our hearts. Hopefully, even from the beginning that we have been studying this, kaya doon na po yung paghahangad po natin. Lord, gusto ko po, Lord, I am truly convinced and I am determined to the end, Lord God, to learn these things, to know these things, and to pursue to the end, Lord. Joshua 21, just to encourage us, brethren, the people of faith, okay, from the time of Abel all the way to the time of Joshua. Ito po ang sabi po ng scripture, Joshua 21, 43 and 45 and 23 verse 14, sabi po doon, okay, pwede nyo na pong balikan yung 21, 43, but the same in a way, no? Sabi po niya, not one word of the Lord or all the good words which the Lord your God spoke concerning you has failed. All have been fulfilled for you. Not one of them has failed. What an encouragement for the people of God. Sabi po ni Joshua, not one word of all the good words which the Lord your God spoke concerning you has failed. And then he repeated that thought and that word. All have been fulfilled for you. Not one of them has failed. Not one of them has failed. Mga kapatid, ito po mga salita ng Diyos na pinag-aaralan po natin, na patuloy po natin pinangahawakan. I hope that it will encourage us to continue to read our Bibles, to continue to study God's Word, to continue to know God all throughout our lives. At wag po tayong ipagwalang bahala, no, ang salita ng Diyos from Genesis, okay, of course all the way to the book of Revelation, but we see all of these things, they serve as a testimony or testament for us, brethren. Kaya nga po Old Testament, they serve as a testimony for us At lalong-lalo na tayo ngayon sa New Testament. Ang dami po natin mga bagay na patuloy na pangahawakan. No wonder the writer speaks to us and says, "And what more shall I say? For time will fail me." What more shall I say? Hebrews chapter 11, ang dami na, haba-haba na. Eh, kumbaga sa preaching, kaya ang dami ko ng points na binigay sa inyo. Eh, because actually, Hebrews is a sermon, a full sermon, actually. Okay, a manuscript of the sermon being proclaimed to the Hebrew writers to encourage them to continue in spite of the difficulties in their lives. And as we listen to that sermon, brethren, we hope and pray that even at the conclusion of things, even as He would say to us, "What more shall I say?" Makikita po natin, wow, balikan ko nga, no? Ano itong mga lessons na binigay sa akin ng Diyos sa mga bagay na ito? Ano yung mga nakita ko, nabasa ko sa Old Testament? I should have been my encouragement at this point in my life, at this very present in my life, na patuloy na mamumuhay ako para sa aking Diyos. Because my God will never ever fail. My God continues to accomplish His work and His good purposes, and is right now accomplishing those things in my life, and He will not fail. He will not fail. Of course, kung hahabaan pa po natin ito, kinakailangan po ng ilang pang mga araw o weeks po. Brethren, first of all, as we look at how they won the impossible challenges, first of all, God's grace and strength is shown in weakness. God's strength is shown, and grace and strength is shown in weakness. Verse 32, second part, "Time will fail me if I tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, and Samuel, and the prophets." Now, who are these men, brethren? What are their accomplishments? Why did the Hebrew writer just mention them in quickly and just told us, "Time will fail me, I'll just mention their names"? But anyway, you have the Old Testament. You can go back to the book of Judges and read through the book of Judges and look at the lives of these men and the people of faith primarily, and you will be encouraged by the way God's grace and strength is shown in their weakness, as I am about to show you, brethren. Because the list speaks to us first of Gideon. Gideon in the Old Testament, in Judges chapter 6, to 8, you will find his story there, brethren. We look at the context of Judges, and you would find that these people existed in a time when each of them thought what was right in their own eyes. Remember? Kaya yun po ang theme ng Judges. They did what was right in their own eyes, in their own assessment. And so God allowed them to experience a lot of troubles and difficulties and oppression. And then they cried out to the Lord, and God heard their cry, and God provided a judge to help them and to lead them experience God's victory. And in this particular instance, kay in-skip po yung iba, no? Ang inuna po niya si Gideon. And one of the things that we can highlight here in this, brethren, in the life of Gideon, and how he routed a massive Midianite army with only 300 men. And this is just a glimpse of that, brethren. Alam po natin yung mga nangyari po dito kay Gideon, mga kapatid, kung paano po siya tinawag ng Panginoon, and he thought himself so inadequate, so simple guy, and I'm just threshing my father's vineyard or my father's farm and field, and I'm just an ordinary guy, and how can God use me? And yet, brethren, in the midst of all those things, with all the pattern of disobedience, oppression, distress, and crying out to the Lord, He was indeed an answered prayer. He was an answer to the prayer of the Israelites at that point in time. But this man, of course, in a sense, okay, was lacking in confidence. We see how God enabled him to gather around 32,000 men. Can you imagine? Okay, 32,000 men fighting or going about to go to war. Pero sino kalaban po nila, mga Midianites? Around 135,000 men of war. Midianite army. Okay, so ilang percent po yun? 32,000 against 135,000. Okay, wala po sila sa kalingkingan, no? There are only about less than 15% of them. But then, okay, 15%. Wow. Let's give that to them. Okay, sige. Maybe anuhin nila yan, no? But then, what did God tell them? Tell Gideon. He told him, alam mo yung 32,000 yan, masyadong marami, Gideon. Okay? Itong pagsubok gawin natin, bawasan mo. Kung gusto umuwi, umuwi na. Okay, yung gusto magstay, magstay muna. And then, bumaba na yung number nila. Okay, 20,000 na lang, Lord. Sabi ng Lord pa rin, hindi. Marami pa rin masyado yan. Okay, whoever drinks with his lap and sila yung pinili ko. There were about 300 of them that remained. And what God used, okay, is not their strength. It was not their sword or spear. What did God use? He used a pitcher, okay, a torch, and trumpets. God did not arm them. Okay, magano na kayo, no? It's time to gather all of those, let's gather all the blacksmiths and let's, okay, magano na tayo ng maraming mga weapons. No. Just God gave them all of those things to show them how insignificant they are in the work that God was about to do. And they killed 120,000 of the Midianite army. 300 killed 120,000. Brent, you do the math. Okay, kung paano po nangyari po yun. But just imagine, there's three of them fighting against or killing 40,000. Okay, ganun po katindi po itong ginawa ng Panginoon. Hindi po sila, in other words, kundi pong kalakasan ng Panginoon. But we see the weakness of Gideon here. He lacked trust. He flees the Lord. Kumbaga, Lord, detest kita, Panginoon. Kung talagang tinawag mo ako, talagang matatalo namin yung makaaway, Lord. Allow it, Lord, for this fleece, Lord, to be wet, okay? Or maybe to be dry and all of these things. You know the story, brethren. And he had misplaced confidence from the 32,000 men. And yet God said, hindi ko kailangan yan. I only need 300. I only need 300 to carry for me torches and lamps and trumpets. Yun ang kailangan ko. Gusto ko lang yung pagsunod nitong mga taong ito. Gusto ko lang mga taong gustong magpagamit sa akin at willing tumugon sa aking panawagan. And that's what Gideon did. And this is a story, brethren. We can see a reflection of God's grace and strength. Gideon against the massive Midianite army. And second, brother, we see Barak. Okay? Go back. No? Going back to the judges. Okay? For some reason, hindi po niya chronological ang ginawa po ni nung Hebrew writer. Okay? Perhaps he wanted them to realize, balik kayo, balik kayo, balik kayo. It's not for you to forget what happened. You know, the Gideon story is a wonderful story already, but you can find Barak. Hindi ba si Barack Obama po yan? Barak is name. In the book of Judges, defeated King Sisera and the Canaanites. And how he submitted to God's leading for him. And not actually, okay, nakakatawa po itong kwento po na ito. Itong si Sisera. Kay the commander of the army and how a woman kay just pegged his head, no? Gross po yung kwento po yon, but if you read the story here, grabe pong victory na ginawa po ng Panginoon here, brethren, because the Canaanite army had like about 900 chariots. And just imagine 900 chariots against on foot soldiers. Wala po talaga silang kakayahan. But here, brethren, the Israelites are being able to assemble. Okay, at this time, hindi lang 300, gumamit ang Panginoon, around 10,000 men. And from the tribe of Naphtali and Zebulun. Okay, these are not that much significant in terms of the popularity among the tribes. But they were used upon by God through the leadership of Barak. But what is striking here as well is that Barak also had a weakness. What was he? In the eyes of God, he was hesitant, an indecisive leader. Ayaw niya talaga dapat mag-move forward. In fact, she relied much on the prophetess Deborah. Para siya yung counselor niya, siya yung crutch niya. Kaya wala pa siyang sariling pagdidesisyon. Eh, kailangan ko si Deborah, kailangan ko malaman ano sinasabi niya, talaga ba na ito yung salita ng Panginoon. And things like that, brethren. And yet, God marked out for him the victory. And God used his life to master the Israelites to defeat Sisera and the Canaanites. Brethren, no matter how weak, no matter how indecisive and hesitant he was, of course, sayang, di ba? Because in the song of victory that they had here in the book of Judges, okay, well, his name was mentioned, and yet, mas matindi pa sana kung he would be mentioned like the man Joshua or the rest of the men whom God really enabled to lead the Israelites without hesitation and decisiveness. The third example is so familiar to many of us, and to even if not all of us, brethren. A man named Samson who championed the Israelites against the Philistines naman po. Alam po natin itong kwento po na to sa Book of Judges. And then these had been the thorn in the side of the Israelites. No, hanggang po sa time ni Samuel, okay, they were in the thorn of the Israelites. No, talaga nga, paulit-ulit no, na itong mga taong ito para hindi sila matalo-talo. And in the time of Samson, He became the champion of the Israelites against them. Okay, and what happened? In Gideon, there were 300 men. In Barak, there were about 10,000. In Samson, there was only one. There's only one guy defeating the Philistine army. Okay, and God just used him really to make great victories for the Israelites. Now, of course, we see the weaknesses of Samson. He had engaged in immorality and sensuality. He had married in terms of guilty of intermarriage. Okay, and that he had a she weakness, he man with a she weakness. Sabi nga ng mga author, ibang authors, no? A he man with a she weakness. Maybe some of you are familiar with the He-Man version ng cartoons nung araw. No? Yung mga kaedadan ko siguro naalala pa yun. No? He-Man! No? Tapos, great man no? That he was. But she weakness naman po nangyari po kay Samson. We know the story of this man. God had mightily used him, even at the end, God used him to destroy the Philistines. But, of course, he showed his weakness, sensuality, and being undiscerning, telling Delilah his secret, telling Delilah with regard to how he was being strengthened by the Lord, by his vow, his hair, and all those stuff, brethren. But nonetheless, God used him. God's grace and strength. Another example is Jephthah. He defeated the Amorites and the Ammonites in Judges 11 to 12. Grabe po din ang victory na ginawa po ng Panginoon kay Jephthah. Although Jephthah, of course, lived as a man who was a son of a prostitute. Okay, can you imagine po, no? pwede palang gamitin ng Panginoon ang sino mang tao. Okay? Ano man yung background, ano man ang kinalagyan mo dati na buhay. Although, at the same time, he was a man who trusted the power of God and he was so victorious and he defeated the Ammonites. But in his vow to God, he made a rash vow before the Lord. And sabi niya, if someone comes and meets me from my victory, I will sacrifice to the Lord. I will sacrifice to the Lord. And he did not realize it was his daughter. It was his daughter that came out and his vow he had to fulfill before the Lord. Yes, brethren, wow, maiiling na lamang po tayo kaysa halimbawa po ito. But he did that, indeed. Another example is David, brethren. David, the man David we are familiar with throughout the Old Testament, the book of Psalms, in Samuel, the king of Israel, the great king, had great devotion to God. He devoted himself and established Israel as a great kingdom. Of course, through the time of Solomon, his son, never had Israel been able to experience much wealth. But it started out with David. Bago pa man po ma-experience po ni Solomon po and all of those realities of the kingdom, the wealth, yung popularity, if I might say, all the strength and the victory that they have been able to accomplish, unheard of po talagang sa history po ng kingdom ng Israel. And we know the rest of the story, brethren. The man whom we call the man after God's own heart, himself, failed God. He did not only have a weakness, he sinned, in fact. Brethren, when I say weakness, I do not mean, of course, totally kaagad-agad kasalanan po yun on one hand. But on the other side, I do not wish to minimize their sins. And that's why I place here sin, because clearly enough, it's not only weakness. It is really sin against God. It was adultery with Bathsheba. It was murder with Uriah and the rest of the guys that he put forward in order to be killed. And David was guilty of that. The consequence, the son of Uriah who had to die from the womb and brought the kingdom as well. Low, no? Talagang grabe po yung consequence po nun sa kingdom po ng Israel. Even his sons rebelled against him and halos ma-divide na po yung kingdom. Of course, hindi pa po during that time, but eventually, na-divide na rin po yung kingdom. But the great kingdom that it was during the time of David, brethren, can be seen from the backdrop of his own weakness before the Lord. We see Samuel, and we are studying Samuel. Samuel was the one who was instrumental. From his boyhood, he was brought into the temple to serve God as an assistant for Eli, the priest, and then became and established the school of the prophets. The prophets started out, and then we seen him oversee the early kingdom of Israel from the first king, who is Saul, and all the way to the time of David. And eventually, of course, sunod-sunod na po yun, si Nathan, all the other prophets that God had raised, no, for the kingdom of Israel, all the way to the New Testament, for the intertestamental period, before the New Testament. Maalala niyo po yung mga major and minor prophets. But we've seen the life of Samuel as well, as revealed in 1 Samuel. We've seen his weakness. He was a passive and careless father. In a way, brethren, even though maybe he was not totally to be blamed with all of those things that his sons had done, and talaga pong personal din po na decision po ng mga anak niya, possibly, but he has some culpability in the situation as well. He might have some areas of weakness as well, the way that he had dealt with his sons, with his children, in the sense that pinabayaan in a way na ginagawa po nila yung mga bagay kahit na buhay pa yung kanilang ama, hindi po nila nirespeto po ang kanyang office, ang kanyang person bilang tatay po nila, and things like that, brethren. And what else can we say with regard to these things? We see at the list also the prophets. And kaya nga, sabi niya, time will fail me to be able to mention these guys. And so the prophets, let's look at the prophets from Samuel to Nathan to Elijah, Elisha, to the men of the major prophets, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel. Okay, he named the 12 minor, Hojoam, Objamina, Hazehazema. Okay, and you will be able to realize, wow, who are these men? Okay. Ang hirap na nga impronounce yung mga pangalan po nila. Minsan, nahihirapan pa akong ibuklat yung Bible ko sa pagtingin sa mga minor na to. Not because, of course, they were minor in terms of importance. Alam po natin yon, but they are minor because maiksi lamang po yung sinulat po nila. Didn't mean, brethren, that they are lesser than the other prophets that were mentioned. Okay, but then, brethren, they are included in this list. Every one of them, all the way to the time, even in the New Testament, at the time of our Lord, okay, how God used their lives to prophesy before the people of Israel concerning the Messiah, concerning what would happen to Israel, even in the time of the United Kingdom, divided kingdom, name it, brethren, they ministered through thick and thin and lived and served regardless of the opposition. And what are their weaknesses? We think that, wow, Elijah who called down fire, Elijah, the man who had killed the prophets of Baal, Elijah, what? Elijah fled from Jezebel, the queen. Natakot po siya sa buhay po niya. In fact, sabi niya sa Panginoon, Lord, kill me now. Lord, they seek to kill me. Might as well, ikaw na lang, Panginoon. And he was in that experience when he was just really was so afraid about his life. And of course, God encouraged him again and he went back. Jeremiah was a weeping prophet and we know him really. Okay? Tindi po ng dinanas din po ni Jeremiah. All the oppression and hard-heartedness and hard-headedness of the people of Israel. He lived to see all of those things. That's why he was a weeping prophet. Isaiah pronounced woes, not just to the people of Israel, but to himself. I am a sinful man, and I live among a sinful people, and I have unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips. Woe is me. And we could mention several examples of them, brethren, that really make us realize how God's grace and strength is shown in weakness. How God's grace is truly perfected in and through these men. And this is truly amazing, brethren, na hindi na po minention po yun. It's just for us to study and learn about. And they were written, of course, they were written hindi para itago itong mga weaknesses po na ito, kundi po mas makita at ma-highlight po sa paningin po natin ay ang kanilang kakayahan at kalakasan sa pamamagitan po ng kakayahan pinagkaloob sa kanila ng Diyos. And brethren, the list goes on, and you can also testify of that in your life. And how many times God had shown you His grace and strength with all the difficulties and experiences and circumstances of your life. And you can do the same. You can say the same thing about yourself. And yet, God is able to bypass all of those weaknesses. I'll say about that in a while. And second, brethren, not only that, in their weakness, in the times when God had allowed them to experience triumphs, when all that they've seen really are the victories of the Lord and the strength, the power of God and the glory of God being magnified. Brethren, look at verses 33 to 35. Who by faith conquered kingdoms, performed acts of righteousness, obtained promises, shut the mouths of lions, quenched the power of the fire, escaped the edge of the sword, from weakness were made strong, became mighty in war, put foreign armies to fight, to flight. Women received back their dead by resurrection. Mga kapatid, the list goes on. They conquered kingdoms. Who are these men? Joshua, Gideon, Barak, Samson, David, all of these guys conquered kingdoms. They performed righteousness and justice. We know that Samuel was instrumental in establishing the laws in Israel, in establishing the people of God to worship the true God and destroy their idolatrous practices and immorality and things like that, brethren. God used these men and women of God to destroy the patterns of corruption and self-enrichment that was typical of their bureaucracy with all the wicked and righteous kings who ruled them, and how God had truly manifested His power in their lives in the midst of all of those things. They obtained promises, sabi po ng Bible. All the fulfillment of God's promises. They possessed the land. They were able to rout their enemies. The difficulties that David experienced was just to serve God's purposes, to expand God's kingdom and temple, and show David, from your descendants will be the righteous branch. The Messiah will come from you, and your throne will not lack a king, sabi ng Panginoon. And all the promises of God that will be fulfilled through Jesus Christ, our Lord. They shut the mouths of lions. We see the example of Daniel. We see how God had used him really to bring about repentance and revival through the Israelites as they waited for the 70 years of the fulfillment of God to bring them back in to their land. And how Samson, David killed lions also, and God allowed that, no, para maging testimony po sa kahayahan ng Panginoon sa buhay po nila. Another is that they extinguished the fury of the flames. Who are these men? We remember Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Their examples had shown a witness for the king that even though the king would want to kill them and destroy them, they remained faithful to God. Our God is able to deliver us. Our God will deliver us. And even if He does not deliver us, we will not bow to you, O King. And these men proved to be men of faith, brethren, and they were untouched by the fire. God was in their midst. There was a fourth man in the midst of the fire. We see that incident, brethren, in the book of Daniel. They escaped the edge of the sword. Time and again, they were protected by God. God protected David from Goliath's spear or sword. God protected Elijah from Jezebel's plots, and Jeremiah and Jehoiakim and the Jews during the time of Esther. Can you imagine how Haman, okay, plotted against the Jews, and Mordecai, together with the rest of the Jews, were in danger of being killed and annihilated. Lahat po sila, kasama po doon, escaped the edge of the sword. Of course, in the history of the Israelites, okay, hanggang po bago dumating po yung New Testament, antindi po ng ginawa po ng Panginoon. Yet God had preserved His nation. After weakness, they became strong. They faced all their enemies, even in the midst of their weakness. Samson is an example of that. Of course, we see Hezekiah, yung threat. No, they're this great army of the Assyrians are about to conquer us. Lord, help us. The battle belongs to you, Lord. And then God gave him strength and protected him. We see the example of Esther, who served as a queen. And of course, kahit na natatakot po siya, humarap sa king. Okay, and yet, she risked her life. We see a lot of examples from Nehemiah and Ezra. In the midst of their weaknesses, God used them to build the walls and establish once again the Israelites in coming back and going back to their land. We see how they became mighty in war and routed foreign armies. Brethren, the examples throughout the time of the judges and the kings and the prophets, in spite of all the things that they had experienced from their foreign enemies. At hanggang ngayon, inisip po natin, wow, ang Iran, ang Syria, ang all the surrounding nations, Lebanon, or all of these nations that want to destroy Israel, nangyayari pa rin po hanggang ngayon, mga kapatid, that we see the victory given to them because the battle belongs to the Lord. And the last example on the list of their deeds and accomplishments are the women who received their dead by resurrection. They received their dead by resurrection, brethren. God is able to raise the dead. The woman who was about to die and say, wala na kaming kakainin, Elijah. Okay, and Elijah prayed for her son and brought him back to life. And we see in the life of Elisha as well, and the Shunammite woman, and the time of the Lord Jesus Christ, and how Lazarus was raised from the dead, or Dorcas in the book of Acts through the Apostle Paul, and how they were raised from the dead, and experience, in a way, a preview of the coming resurrection. Of course, namatay pa rin po sila, no? Kaya hindi po permanent pa yung binuhay po nila. But in the Lord Jesus Christ, we have a permanent testimony of the resurrection from the dead. And the list can go on and on, brethren. And the conclusion was this. What can we say then in response to these? On the list of all the men from Gideon to the prophets, we find the grace and the strength of God in their weakness. With all the accomplishments and how they were kept by God all throughout, by their triumphs, God's power was displayed and all the glory belongs to Him. What else can we say as people of God? Brethren, God redeems and uses weak and flawed people like us. Tandaan po natin, as we have said, that the same God that we worship is the same God that they had served and worshipped. And we are living in a time when God already experienced the Lord Jesus Christ. Brethren, hindi pa po tayo tapos dito sa kwento pong ito. It is really building up on something, brethren. Eventually, in chapter 12, we see the Lord Jesus Christ as the greatest example. But how we realize our own weakness and flaws. How many times we have been tempted. How many times we had tried, brethren, to throw in the towel. Ayaw ko na, pagod na ako. Ayaw ko na mag-ministry. Ang dami kong mga kahinaan, ang dami kong kapalpakan. Hindi ko na alam kung kaya ko pang tumayo sa harapan. Hindi ko alam kung paano. Minsan nakatingin po tayo sa sarili po natin. But instead, we would find God showing us, you are not many of you noble, not many of you are of this birth, not many of you are gifted, not many of you are this or that, but God has chosen the foolish things to shame the wise and the weak things of the world to shame that which is strong. And by His doing, Jesus become for you God's wisdom, righteousness, redemption, and justification, so that whoever boasts in the Lord. Everyone must boast in the Lord, brethren. Secondly, God's grace. Oh, God's grace pardons and our sins and honors true faith. God's grace is still at work. God is compassionate and merciful toward us, brethren. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear Him. As far as the east is far from the west, so far as He removed our transgressions from us. We see the backdrop of our sins in Ephesians chapter 2, how we were dead and how we were rebellious and how we were under God's wrath. But God, who is rich in mercy, has lavished on us His love and grace. For by grace you have been saved through faith. This is not from your works. It is the grace of God that saved us. And brethren, time and again, we continue to recite that from ourselves, the amazing grace of God that pardons our sins and yet at the same time honors true faith, that we have believed in His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And to you who would come to Christ in spite of you, God can pardon and allow you to believe and trust in Him alone. Thirdly, we are to rely upon God's power. Brethren, we have a sensing. We know time and again, God would show us. Ang dami po nating mga kapalpakan, ang dami po nating kasalanan, ang dami po mga bagay na bumabagabag po sa ating mga puso, ang dami po mga kahinaan na pinapakita po sa atin ng Diyos. Hindi lamang po pisikal na pangailangan, pisikal na kahinaan, na pisikal na karamdaman, mga kapatid. Minsan, pa sa panloob eh. That's one of the greatest things we have to battle with. We have to battle with doubt. We have to battle with fear. We have to battle with all the temptations that assail us, brethren, in our lives. And yet God remains faithful and He is able to give us His strength and His power for us to continue to serve in spite of apparent weakness and inadequacies. Who is sufficient in all these things? Lord, sinong tutugon? Sino may kakayahan para gawin po ito, Panginoon? You cannot even convert one soul, brethren. You can speak until you're blue. You can do all the things you can with all your giftedness. But if God would not use you, that would avail to nothing. Even if you stammer, even if you stumble, even if you know all the things that dami mo mga kahinaan, and hindi ko nga kaya mag-recite ng verse eh. Pero ginamit ako ng Panginoon sa buhay ng isa. Oh, there's much rejoicing in heaven for one soul that was saved by God. And brethren, we are enabled and used by God in whatever way He desires and He chooses. All He wants is our faithfulness. All He wants is our availability. All He wants is that we are willing to trust Him. We are willing to submit to Him, all of those things. And He can use us even in our weakness. With all these things, brethren, hindi ko po sinasabi na wala ng standard ang Panginoon. Sa dami po ng mga kahinaan, at hindi lang kahinaan, tunay na pagkakasala ng mga anak po niya, pinatunayan po ng Diyos ang kanyang pagpapatawad, ang kanyang pong pagmamahal, ang kanyang pong pagbabago sa buhay ng mga tao pong ito. Kaya hindi po sila nanatili sa kasalanan, hindi po sila nanatili doon sa sitwasyon na yon. Far be it from people to say, well, anyway, God is gracious and He forgives me and I can continue with my sin and I continue with all my failures and every other time hindi na kontento na ako. Ganun talaga ako eh. Mahihayin akong tao, magagalitin akong tao. Parang yun ang talagang personalidad ko eh. But no, brethren, God's standards are still righteous and holy. And He upholds the standard, and He calls us to be holy just as He is holy. Kaya nga po, meron pong walk of sanctification. Kaya nga po, meron pong pinanilalaan ng Panginoon, bawat isa po sa atin, na mamuhay ng ganap sa Kanyang kabanalan. Dahil alam natin, ang Diyos na gumagawa, He is at work in you to will and to do according to His good pleasure. With fear and trembling, work out your salvation. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. This is not your strength. This is not about you. This is not about your weakness. This is not about anything that you are able or capable of doing. In fact, one writer, I forgot who said it, but in so many words, he said, there are no great men and women of God. There are only weak, inadequate, sinful men and women of God who served, who depended and trusted in the great God. We only have a great God, brethren. And lahat po tayo, we are reduced to nothing. We are reduced to our own humanity and sinfulness and nothingness before God. Apart from Him, we can do nothing and we are nothing before Him. And that's all right, brethren, because God in His way has the ability to transform lives. No matter where you have fallen, no matter how you have sunk, no matter where you are right now, God can lift you up. But you have to humble yourself. God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Submit your life to Him and let Him do the work. and see what He can do through you. And lastly, brethren, we are to relate with one another through God's measure of grace and faith. We are to relate with our brothers and sisters with the same weakness, with the same lens in measuring up, in showing, hey, brother, hey, sister, I am a sinful person just like you. Depending on the God who is strong, who is mighty, and is able to change us and give us hope and liberate us and make us free and strong to be a testimony for Him. So let's continue. Let us run the race with perseverance. We've seen their examples with all the weaknesses and sufferings and difficulties. Hindi pa po natin natapos po yung 36 all the way to 40. But then we will see a lot of things that these men and women had experienced. Unheard. Talagang hindi na po natin maranasan perhaps yung mga bagay po na yun. Pero mga kapatid, lahat po tayo may mga kahinaan at makita po nawa natin ang bawat isa. I'm not higher than this person. I'm not holier than this person. I'm not better than this person. I do not measure myself. Even Paul himself did not measure himself as against the other apostles. He said, I am the least of the apostles. I am the worst of all sinners. Oh, I am the least of all the saints. I am the worst of all sinners. Can you imagine that thought, brethren? Bawat isa po sa atin, tinawag ng Panginoon, makita po natin kung paano pagpapatawad at biyaya ng Diyos ang siyang papakita po sa atin ng kakayahan na binibigay ng Diyos para sa atin, mga kapatid. And I hope that this will continue to encourage all of us, brethren, as we go through life. And I'd like to end with this song. I will not sing it, but I'll just recite it, brethren. Sabi po nung song, our sins, they are many. His mercy is more. What love could remember, no wrongs we have done. Omniscient, all-knowing, He counts not their sum. Thrown into the sea without bottom or shore, our sins, they are many. His mercy is more. What patience would wait as we constantly roam. What Father so tender is calling us home. He welcomes the weakest, the vilest, the poor. Our sins, they are many. His mercy is more. Praise the Lord. His mercy is more. Stronger than darkness, new every morn. Our sins, they are many. His mercy is more. What riches of kindness He lavished on us. His blood was the payment. His life was the cost. We stood neath a debt we could never afford. Our sins, they are many. His mercy is more. Let us pray. Our glorious Heavenly Father, the way that You deal with us as Your children is just so amazing. Just so beyond comprehension. You have dealt with us not according to what our sins deserve, but as a Father who has compassion on His children, who the Lord has compassion for those who fear Him. And right now, Lord, we acknowledge the work of Jesus on the cross for us. You know us and You see us with all our failures and weaknesses, with all that we've been through, Lord, all these years. Lord, we entrust them all into Your hands. We could not go back, Lord, and undo these things. We could not go back, Lord, and just, Lord, wallow in self-pity over them. But more than that, Lord, You have shown us the greatness of Your compassion, the greatness of Your mercy toward us. How, Lord, You had thrown all of those sins in the depths of the sea, and how You have dealt with us, Lord, not according to our sins, but according to what Jesus has done on the cross for us. Thank You, Lord. Thank You for our redemption. Thank you that we can now stand before you because of Jesus. And so we present our lives before you now as a life that has been renewed, as a life that has been redeemed, as a life that is truly in Christ. And to us belong all the fullness that is in Christ and in Christ alone. Glorify yourself, Lord, through your people, in and through this church. Be magnified, Lord God, in our midst, throughout all our journey, whether as individuals or even as a church. Thank you, Lord. Fulfill your word, Lord God. Thank you. We give you all the glory, O God. Father, as we give our tithes and offerings, help us to give with love and with faith, with trust, with a willingness, Lord, to give to you what is yours, to sacrifice, even if, Lord, you know all our needs, you know all our difficulties and situations in life, and yet, Lord, you are our sufficiency in all things. We trust in you, Lord. Thank you, Father. We give you all the praises and all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you very much, brethren. God bless us all.